ABC Listen.
Hello, welcome to Noisy by Nature. My name is Anne. My favourite thing to do is use my ears to listen to the different sounds that nature makes. I love the high-pitched call of satin flycatchers, or the honk 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 of a flock of magpie geese. Actually, I love all nature sounds, and I've got an interesting one for you today. Do you like doing puzzles? I love them, and I'm walking somewhere that is like a giant natural maze. It's called the Bungle Bungles, and there are lots of really big round mounds of sandstone rising up above me. They're striped orange and brown and grey. I'm in the Pernalulu National Park on Gia Country in Western Australia, and it's right on dusk. I'm taking a walk to hear and see what animals are around. Can you hear the birds fussing around and getting ready to roost for the night? There's magpies, a wattle bird, and high, high above me, there's something circling very gracefully. I know that shape. That's a square-tailed kite, keeping an eye on the ground for something to eat.
Whoa!
Did you hear that? Someone is sounding not ready at all for bed. It's up among those green leaves. I just lift up my binoculars and... leaves? Leaves? Oops, wrong tree. Oh, there it is. It's a white and brown bird with no feathers on its face and a long, sharp black beak. Oh no, it looks like it's got a bump on the top of it. Doesn't seem hurt. The bird has bright red eyes and short, fluffy grey feathers behind its head. Incredibly sorry. I've been mistaken. Those aren't feathers, but a silver crown. Oh, just joking. They really are feathers. But these feathers look like a crown that a king or queen would wear. This is a silver-crowned friar bird, and they're very loud. And that bump on its nose... it's actually called a casque. That's a hard bit of skin that's hollow inside. These friar birds love being high up in trees looking for nectar, fruit, or insects to eat. In fact, they hardly ever come down to the ground.
Farewell, old chap. I'd better be on my way.
The sun is going down behind the rocks now, and it's getting quite dark in this narrow valley. I might just turn on my head torch and see who else is about. These huge domes are made from sandstone that was left behind 360 million years ago. That's even before I was born. Rivers and creeks have carved out these beautiful gorges. I feel like I'm on another planet.
Mission Control, come in. This is Dr. Anne Jones, exploring the distant planet of Earth for signs of life.
Ooh, what was that? Could that be an alien? I'm looking, looking. I'm going to switch on my special red light to help. Right, I can see a trunk, some leaves, a branch with two glowing eyes, some sandstone. Wait a second, a branch with eyes? Maybe it is an alien. But it doesn't sound like an alien. I can see it now too. It looks like an owl. It has grey and white feathers and a big round face with glowing orange eyes. It's a tawny frog mouth, which is actually more closely related to a type of bird known as a nightjar, which is a kind of Campromolgiform, which in my opinion would make an awesome band name. Please welcome to the stage, playing their hit Tawny Dancer, the Campromorgaforms. They don't have curved talons like owls, but they are nocturnal. They come out at night. And they're also carnivorous, which means they eat meat. But it's mostly insects and worms and spiders and snails, things like that.
Dr. Anne to mission control. No aliens present. Over.
I can see a bit of a crevice up ahead, a big hole in the side of the rock. And I'm going to take a closer look at all these different layers of sandstone. But, whoa, what is that smell? Blah, it's like a musty pong. Like when you leave your sweaty socks stuffed in your shoes and forget to wash them for a few days. Not that I ever do gross things like that. What is that noise? It's like a quiet squeaking. I'm just looking and... There! At the back of the cave! It's a white ghost! And it's flying right towards me! Stark! Phew! It's not a ghost. It is a white bat, though. Because they're so pale, they're called ghost bats. And they have big eyes, even bigger floppy ears, and a strange soft horn sticking up off its nose. Their noses help them to hear. Bats can use folds of skin called nose leaves to make their special calls and listen to the sound that comes back. And then they figure out where things are in the dark by how quickly the sound comes back. The nose leaves mean they can point their faces and send out their sounds where they want to fly. They live together in caves and head out at night to hunt. I can hear more of them waking up. I'm going to step right back so that they can get out. While these bats are called ghost bats, they're more like a different mythical monster.
Mwah-ah-ah-ah-ah.
A vampire.
One ghost bat. Two ghost bats. Three.
Oh, actually, it's rush hour for breakfast, so there are way too many to count right now. These are carnivorous bats, which means they only eat animals like insects, frogs, lizards, and other small animals. They swoop, whoosh, and grab their prey with powerful bites, and they carry it up to a special place to eat. Ghost bats are found in small clusters around the top of Australia, from Karratha in WA, right around to Rockhampton in Queensland, and sometimes in the Red Centre. What a cool animal and a cool nature sound. Can you be a ghost bat getting ready to go out for nighttime adventures? On the count of three. One, two, three. Ooh, spooky. You do sound like a squeaky little ghost bat just waking up. I'll bring you some more weird and wonderful sounds of Australian nature very soon. But for now, I'm Anne, signing off like a ghost bat. Thanks to Dr. Nicola Hanrahan, Barry Edmondson and James Lambert for some of the sounds that you just heard. Noisy by Nature is a collaboration between ABC Kids Listen and ABC Science. It's made on Gadigal, Wadawurrung and Combermere Country. This episode features the sounds of Gia Country. It's hosted by me, Anne Jones, and written and produced by Josie Sargent. Our sound engineer is Wei Nguyen, and our executive producer is Emma Gibbs. Noisy by Nature is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For more great podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app free from your app store. I recommend heading out on country with Rudy and Little Yarns. This one's my favourite. This podcast has heaps of great nature sounds, and it's a great way to find out more about the different Indigenous countries that make up this land.